You're with SBS Radio.
The Aboriginal art industry is worth millions of dollars across the nation. So, what would you do if you had the opportunity to spend time out bush running an Aboriginal art centre? What would be some of the challenges living and working in a remote community? And what are some of the rewards one can experience while living in a remote region in the Northern Territory? I'm Kerry Lee Harding, and this is the NITV podcast.
So my name is Cecilia Alfonso and I'm the manager of Wallukalangu Artists. It's an Aboriginal owned art centre which is located in Uendamu community. Uendamu community is 300 kilometres northwest of Alice Springs in the central desert of Australia. You travel down the Tanami Highway. And so we run a program out of Uendamu, and we also have a satellite program in a neighbouring community of Nirrapi, which is a further 160 kilometres west.
You just heard there from Cecilia Alfonso, the manager of Wallukalangu, artist of Uendamu in the Northern Territory. And you'll hear more from Cecilia coming up in this podcast. And also later in the podcast, you'll hear from Aboriginal artist Athena Nangala Granitz.
So Wallukalangu was established in 1985. Well, it was incorporated in 1985. So the people of Uendamu had heard about the rise of this contemporary Indigenous art movement that was happening in Papunya. A lot of the people in Uendamu had family in Papunya, and they knew about the painting, and they were really keen to start up a similar program in Uendamu. So they were asking, you know, local white people to help them to establish their own painting business. By then, it was becoming obvious to them that their artwork was something that they could trade with the wider world, and it was a way of making money, you know, to help them buy cars and stuff that were really highly valued. So the art here, from a very early age, right from the beginning, was renowned for its very strong iconography. The paintings are very much maps of country, which they use very traditional iconography to tell the stories of people's land and the features of the landscape and the animals and the water holes. And Uendamu was one of the first art centres to have an unrestricted palette. So the paintings became famous for very bright acrylic colours.
There have been many hundreds of artists come out of the art centre at Uendamu, as Cecilia Alfonso explains.
You know, at the start, and even when I arrived, which was late, you know, at the end of 2001, so this year is my 20th year in the role as the number one facilitator or manager of this business. I had the real privilege of working with artists such as Patty Stewart, Patty Jappaljari Stewart, and Patty Jappaljari Sims, and Bessie Sims, and Judy Napangadi Watson and Betsy Lewis, and they were the founding artists of this art centre. So another two very famous artists to come from here were Darby Jumpin' Jimper Ross and Maggie Napangadi Watson. So the stories that I heard about, I didn't have the pleasure of working with Darby, although I did meet him. He was already in an old people's home in Alice Springs, and I used to go in and visit him. And also Maggie, by that point, she was working, you know, for private people. And she was a phenomenal artist. But one of the stories that I heard was that, you know, Darby in particular loved working with the greens and the purples, and, you know, the artist here loved having, having such a range of colours to depict their traditional stories. And so people often ask when they come here, you know, they look at the paintings and they say, wow, but these aren't traditional colours. But I think that I mean, there's so many positive things that come out of the contemporary Indigenous art movement and these cooperatives, which are a very unique model for producing art around the world. You know, one of the things is that it's very much giving people, you know, traditional people the opportunity to engage, you know, with contemporary materials, you know. So they're, you know, they, although they're traditional and these are very remote people, they are, you know, modern people working today, you know, in whatever capacity they can.
Even though the community of Yuendumu is remote in the Northern Territory, consumers still have the opportunity to purchase artworks online.
I think one of the things that has saved us really was having a very user-friendly and website that people seem to really enjoy, and it's, you know, easy to use. And so, you know, we produce almost 10,000 paintings in all sizes. So we do specialize a lot in little works that are affordable, so that, you know, our motivation is to be able to give someone canvas and to be able to give anyone that walks through our door canvas. So, you know, not everybody can afford a huge work, and then we start people painting on small works, and as their work improves, you know, we increase the size. But, yeah, our good usable, you know, website really saved us last year. So it is www.warlu.com. So Warlu is fire in Walpri, which is the local language.
Over the many years the Arts Centre has been opened, it has given the opportunity for people from all over the world to come and volunteer their time at the centre, giving back to the community and local arts.
Right from when I first started in 2002, you know, I had a couple of volunteers. There were people from overseas who made their way out here, and over the 20 years that Gloria and I have run this business, we have had thousands of volunteers from all over the world. It's a great opportunity to come to give something and, you know, to experience and to interact in a positive way with Indigenous people, doing something that's fun and creative and positive. So we get a lot of Australian people, but, you know, we used to get many backpackers and people from France and Germany and Spain, and of course that's dried off. So apart from the fact that you know, we were low on staff, we've always relied heavily on the work done by volunteers, and that's just starting to pick up again. But yeah, if you're interested in volunteering, definitely get in touch.
According to Cecilia Alfonso, the Arts Centre is more than just about art, as it also bridges the gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians.
What's important to know is that it's really does genuinely provide a bridge between remote Indigenous people in Australia and the broader society. And I've seen that firsthand, I've experienced that so many times, that many of my friends in Sydney, I grew up in Sydney, they had never met an Aboriginal person before I became involved with Aboriginal art. And, you know, as well, we get, you know, we have visitors, we also encourage visitors. So if you're in the hood, drop in. But people say, you know, the first contact that they had with Indigenous Australia was buying a painting, and then once they buy that painting, they think, who is the artist and where do they come from and what is the story, both of the painting but of the person that painted that painting. And then they have come out to visit a community, and so it just informs them and educates them about this aspect of Australia, you know, which has a lot of good and many challenges.
So, what are some of the challenges when operating one of the most successful Aboriginal arts centres in the country?
I suppose that the challenge is that, you know, that you're a source of income, and that, you know, it doesn't matter what the colour of your skin, I don't think, you know, most people always want more. And so, you know, you have to have rules around it. I mean, we are probably one of the most successful Indigenous businesses in the country, and we generate a lot of money. But, you know, the more you give, the more people want, and you want engagement. You know, sometimes if you're looking, I mean, sometimes it feels like you have 800 bosses. Yeah, so, I mean, you have to keep your sense of humour. And I came out here for a challenge, not because I wanted a white picket fence. And, you know, I've certainly got that. And I've been able to challenge myself, and I've been given opportunities to test my own abilities in ways that I probably never would have been, you know, had in a city. So it works both ways. You know, you have to be realistic. At the end of the day, you're dealing with people, and there's, you know, good days and bad days for everybody. So you just have to be clear and have good processes and have rules and, you know, have fun.
Cecilia Alfonso says she has a strong connection to country and loves living in the remote community of Yuendumu in the Northern Territory.
Okay, well, definitely after 20 years, I think you do have a, you know, a deep connection. Driving around the country, I mean, we're very lucky because at the moment we've had a lot of rain after many years of drought, and the country was really suffering. And so driving around, it becomes sometimes like a magical mystery tour. I feel that you're driving through beautiful country and you feel a connection to the country as well. I mean, and, you know, you pass through white gum forests and, you know, and you think, oh my God, this is one of my favourite landscapes ever. And I think that, you know, I mean, I think, you know, that there's good, it's good because, you know, when people do come in and if someone is having a bad day, genuinely, I can, you know, I can relate to, I know that person's, you know, family, and I know who their grandfather was, and I have a relationship. And, you know, sometimes I have a bad day too. But for example, Lloyd, who was just here, you know, he's the grandson of Patty Stewart, and his mum is on dialysis in Alice Springs, and I drop off canvas for her there because I spend a bit of time in Alice with my daughter now, who's at school there. You know, and so I do go in and out a lot more than I did initially, and I'm always happy to come back. That was something that even in the early years when I never had a plan to stay out here for 20 years, but and people thought I was, you know, maybe a little crazy, which I probably am, but, you know, when I would come back from my end of year break and I would start approaching the community and I'd think, how am I feeling about coming back? And I always liked it, and I kind of have that experience every week. You know, we've over the years we've visited a lot of the sites that the paintings refer to, and yeah, it's like having knowing a different language. When you look at the painting, they're not just dots, it's, you know, the place, you know, the story, you know, the family, you know, the person that painted it, you know, the family, and there's a lot of them. So yeah, it's very rewarding.
And it seems the Arts Centre at Yuendumu is more than just about art, as it also financially supports a number of local community projects.
One of the things that I didn't mention was the fact that, you know, we are a commercially very successful business as well, and that's given us the opportunity to be involved with a lot of community projects over the years. Our most well-known and long, you know, standing project is obviously our dog program, the Aussie Desert Dogs program, which is run by my amazing assistant, Gloria Morales. And, you know, we pay for vets to come to the community. We feed the dogs around the community. We also treat all sorts of animals. It's like an animal rescue program, which is a really important service to provide, you know. And over the years, we've also it's particularly in the early years, we had a lot of health projects. We did a series of cataract operations. We've been involved. I was very involved with Gloria always used to focus on animals, and I used to focus on the kids. And so, you know, the Arts Centre was very involved in getting the pool happening in Yuendumu. And then we also contributed towards the remote dialysis with that amazing Purple House project. And we have a series of projects. So any profits pump back into both the communities of Nirrpe and Yuendumu. And, you know, we try and, you know, even despite the fact that we've been here for 20 years, we try to be really responsive to what the people ask us for and what the local needs are. So that's been very rewarding as well.
Athena Nagala Granites is one of the many artists working at the Arts Centre and is very proud of her artworks that share her family's dreaming story.
My name is Athena Nagala Granites and I'm from Yuendamu and I work at Arts Centre. Also I do Seven Sisters treatment. That's up in the sky. I started when my grandmother was alive. She teach me how to do it because I was doing Seven Sister treatment, Ngapa, rain treatment, but I changed so I do Seven Sisters because that's my great-great-grandfather's treatment. I was doing water treatment, but I changed to Seven Sisters because that's my grandmother's treatment. Nabaljari, yeah. Nabaljari's Seven Sisters and one Chakamara, yeah. Chasing all the Nabaljari's, Chakamara's chasing all the Nabaljari's for a wife. Before I start doing that treatment, my grandmother told me about that treatment. That Chakamara chasing all the Nabaljaris to marry one of them Nabaljaris. Yeah. She's a top artist. She went to Singapore, China. Yeah, that's Yangilbre. That's Seven Sisters. Yeah. My grandmother's name is Alma Nungarai Granites. My auntie, Justina Sims, we do same. But she do it like white and sort of blue, black. But you seen my canvas, I'm doing with blues and cream. Yeah, when it's finished, I do it tot painting with white. Yeah. I was doing similar like my grandmother's dreaming, but I changed to different styles. We feel much better to some canvas. Yeah, because I know, because Art Center bring back a lot of memories about my grandmother, because she was here, she was artist. Yeah, she usually travel everywhere too, like overseas. Yeah, now I'm taking a port step. That's my great-great-grandfather's dreaming. But my grandmother, Helma and Wendy, they two same, but my other grandmother, Wendy, she two different to my grandmother. Yes.
Well, that's about all for this episode of the NITV podcast series. Thank you to our guests today, Cecilia Alfonso and Athena Nagala Granites. And for more information on the Arts Centre, you can go to the website at www.walu.com. Also, many thanks today to Joel Supple from SBS Radio. And you can listen to our other NITV podcasts like Take It Black, Ballin' Out and Our Story. Just go to where you get your podcasts from.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.